Page 48, Section 2, Finding Missouri. As you read, look for the following. The two major rivers of Missouri. The shape of Missouri on a map. The states that border Missouri. Vocabulary term, confluence. We already know that Missouri is in the western and the northern hemispheres, that it is on the continent of North America, and that it is one of the 50 United States. Could you find Missouri on a map of the United States? If all you had was a physical map of the United States that did not show state lines, you could still easily find Missouri. Look at a map of the United States. Notice that there is a long river that runs down the middle of the country. That is the Mississippi River. Now look for a long river that starts in the Rocky Mountains in the western part of the United States and flows south and east toward the Mississippi. That is the Missouri River. Where rivers meet is called a confluence. Missouri, the state, is located west of the Mississippi River and on either side of the Missouri River near the confluence of these two great rivers. That is a good clue to have. It should help you find the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers on a political map that shows the state's boundaries. What does Missouri look like? Some people say it looks like the head of an old man with a beard. Do you see the beard? Page 49. Let's take a trip around the state's borders, starting in the northeast corner where the Des Moines River meets the Mississippi. The Mississippi forms the eastern border of the state, and across the river are three states, Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee. We say these states border Missouri. How many more states border Missouri? Keep going and keep counting. Follow the Mississippi south all the way to the old man's beard in southeast Missouri. We call this part of the state that sticks down on the map the boot heel because it also looks like the heel of a boot. Most of the southern border is a straight line that is at 36 degrees 30 minutes north latitude. But the boot heel's border reaches south to the 36th parallel. That part of the border between the two parallels is formed by the St. Francis River. On the southern side of this border is the state of Arkansas. How many border states have we counted so far? Follow the southern border to the southwest corner of the state. This corner is where the states of Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma meet. From the southwest corner, the border goes north along a line that follows 94 degrees 37 minutes of longitude until it reaches the Missouri River. Oklahoma and Kansas are two states along this part of Missouri's western border. The Missouri River forms the rest of the western border, going northwestward to 40 degrees 35 minutes north latitude. This is the northwest corner of the state. Across the river is another border state, Nebraska. Missouri's northern border follows a straight line along 40 degrees 35 minutes north latitude until it reaches the Des Moines River, where we started this trip around the state. Across the northern border is Iowa. How many border states does that make? You should have counted 8. Did you know? John Hardeman Walker owned a plantation in what we now call the Boot Heel. When he found out the proposed southern border of Missouri would place his plantation in Arkansas, he asked that the state line be redrawn so his plantation would be in Missouri. Do you remember? Number 1. The confluence of what two rivers is shown on Map 7. Number 2. How many rivers form Missouri's borders? Page 50. Spotlight. Time zones. Around noon each school day in Missouri, students just like you are eating lunch. But when it is noon in St. Louis, it is also noon in Kansas City, and noon in Kirksville, and noon in Licking, and noon in Haiti, and noon in King City. It is noon all over Missouri and most of the Midwest, but that wasn't always the case. We generally think of noon as being the middle of the day. Before there were clocks, people used different methods to tell when it was noon. The most common was a sundial. When the sun is at its highest point in the sky, it casts the shortest shadows. When the shadow of a stick stuck in the ground was at its shortest, people knew it was the middle of the day. After clocks and watches were invented, their owners set them to match a large clock on a church or the city hall, which was set using midday as noon. Of course, because the sun rises in the east, daylight begins sooner the farther east you live. That was no big deal as long as people could not travel very fast or very far, and they communicated by letter. When it took days to travel from St. Louis to Kansas City, a few minutes difference between the local time in one place and in another was not very important. Then people began traveling by train and communicating almost instantly by telegraph. A telegraph sent at noon local time from St. Louis would arrive a few minutes before noon local time in Kansas City. The time difference in telegraph messages was just an inconvenience. But for railroad passengers, it could be a big, even life-threatening problem. Passengers who set their watches by local time when they left would find that they might miss their trains at the next station because that local time did not match. Worst yet, train crews using watches set to two different local times might go down a track thinking the other train had already passed and wasn't due to be on the track until later. Instead, the two trains might end up on the same track, resulting in a collision. The railroads came up with a solution. In 1883, they divided the country into time zones. Within each time zone, they established a standard time, so that all the railroads and stations in that time zone were on the same time. Before long, all the towns and cities in each time zone adopted standard time. In 1918, Congress passed laws requiring that standard time be used everywhere in the country. From Maine in the east to Hawaii in the west, the United States covers 6 time zones: Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, Alaskan, and Hawaii-Aleutian. Missouri is in the Central time zone. Each zone is 15 degrees of longitude wide. The boundary lines between time zones aren't always straight, sometimes veering west or east to avoid a town or city. For example, most of Indiana is in the Eastern time zone, but Gary, in the northwest corner of Indiana, is in the Central time zone because it is right next to Chicago, which is also in the Central time zone. Much of the United States also observes daylight saving time from the second Sunday in March to the first Sunday in November. What that means is that in March, we set our clocks ahead 1 hour so that it is 1 hour later in the evening when the sun goes down. This gives us more daylight hours after school and work. But that also means that sunrise is an hour later, and some of us might be getting ready and leaving for school in the dark. In November, we set the clocks back, meaning an hour less of daylight after school and work. If it is confusing as to what to do when, just remember the old saying, spring forward, fall. fall back. Page 52, Chapter Review. Summary. The Earth can be divided into hemispheres. On a map, lines that run from the North Pole to the South Pole are called meridians. The prime meridian is at 0 degrees longitude. On the opposite side of Earth, the line is called the 180th meridian. The prime meridian divides Earth into the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere. The equator is a line around Earth halfway between the North and South Poles. The half of Earth north of the equator is the Northern Hemisphere. The half that is south of the equator is the Southern Hemisphere. Lines on a map running from north to south are called lines of longitude. Parallel lines running from west to east are called lines of latitude. When finding a location on a map, we refer to its longitude and latitude in degrees and minutes. Maps may include other types of information about such physical features as rivers and elevation, or such political features as county lines and cities. Maps are also used in transportation to navigate or find the way from one place to another. Missouri is in the northern and western hemispheres on the continent of North America. It is one of the 50 United States. It is located in the center of the country at the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. The rivers help form the state's boundaries. 8 states border Missouri. Remember, match the following terms with the correct definition. A. Atlas. B. Confluence. C. Continent. D. Elevation. E. Equator. F. Geography. G. Hemisphere. H. Latitude. I. Longitude. J. Navigation. K. Prime Meridian. 1. The meridian of 0 degrees longitude that runs through Greenwich, England. Number 2. The exploration and discovery of new places, new cultures, and new ideas. Number 3. Half of a sphere or globe. Number 4. An imaginary line halfway between the North and South Poles. Number 5. A large landmass on the globe. Number 6. Imaginary lines that run north-south on the globe and measure distance east and west of the prime meridian. Number 7. Using a map to find your way or to find out where you are. Number 8. Imaginary lines that run east-west on the globe and measure distance north and south of the equator. Number 9. The height of the land above sea level. Number 10. A book of maps. Number 11. Where two rivers meet. Page 53. Understand. Answer the following with complete sentences. Number 1. Explain the difference between cultural geography and physical geography. Number 2. In which two hemispheres is Missouri located? Number 3. Why do we need a global grid system? Number 4. Name the 8 states that border Missouri. Number 5. Where did the Boot Hill of Missouri get its name? Where is it located? Number 6. Which agency is the main cartographer for the United States government? Think about it. Think about where you live in Missouri. On a separate piece of paper, draw the state of Missouri. Include where you live, the capital city, major rivers, and a compass rose. Write about it. Number 1. Write a paragraph explaining the location of Missouri in relation to other states in the United States. Number 2. Imagine you are taking a trip across Missouri. Write descriptively about how the elevation changes as you travel across the state. Use the Internet. Go to website www.quia.com/quiz/31883.html to test your knowledge of latitude and longitude. How did you do? Work together. Number 1. With a partner or in a small group, create a pictorial brochure of the state of Missouri. Include places you have been and places you would like to take a visitor if he or she came to visit you. Number 2. With a partner or in a small group, use maps with latitude and longitude and write at least 3 questions and answers about the latitude and longitude of various places in Missouri. Then exchange papers with another team and try to answer each other's questions.